stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Boy, that's different.
Yeah.
That was the song. I'm gonna move it around next time.
Okay, public input, does anybody have anything they would like to input? You can have 5 minutes of time. Okay, so mail, we'll get into the mail. In the mail, there's a email on the youth soccer for Columbus Day weekend, and apparently they're going to hold that up at Bunganut Ballfield. Is that the plan?
If it's approved, yeah.
And just they're asking if it's okay to do that. They do it every year. We always approve it, so I don't see any problem going forward with that. So if somebody would like to make a motion, we can deal with that. To allow soccer to have the games at Bunganut Field Columbus weekend.
Second.
All right. And any discussion? All in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Sure, what it even is. Is this what you were telling me about?
Does this have anything to do with? They did their own policy. Okay. We're talking about their policy. It starts out like this.
All right.
Well, Donna Richards. It's in the mail. Okay. Mail. Yes.
All right. Yeah.
All right. And then
it's on the back.
Donna saves paper.
So basically, what this is from.
I saw that written online.
You want to read it?
Yeah, I probably could. So I'm a little confused there. Who is this from?
Donald Bean.
It is from
Donald Bean. Okay. So Donald Bean has written a letter to the town, and I'll read it out loud. It says, at the school board meeting tonight, I was effectively opted off the board. Since the pandemic began, because of my age, health, and family, I have attended the meetings, as had others, virtually. At the end of last year, the then board chair, Bruce Woodward, unilaterally ended this possibility by not allowing virtual attendees to participate in board proceedings. With the hope this policy might be reversed, I stayed on. This year's new board voted last night not to forward a purposed policy which would have allowed virtual attendance to the policy committee, and by doing so ended any hope of being able to virtually attend. With lack of support from the superintendent, the vote was strongly negative. As a professor and retired military officer, and including advice, information from contacts I still have, I am professionally and personally aware of where this pandemic and current social situation are going. All of this happened many times before. It is not good. So I see no reason, particularly after 8 years on the board already, to risk the chance of infection transmission. So I will not physically attend any meetings. Therefore, with no chance to serve the constituents who elected me, after 8 years of service and with deep regret, I hereby resign. So. Yes. Yep.
It just doesn't sound right.
I'm surprised you didn't get any support from the superintendent.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
Too bad.
There's a couple of letters from Charter saying they're rebranding channels.
can we go back to this letter here, Bill?
Go for, yeah, please.
He's writing us, the selectman, or the select board. Is he looking for any response? I mean, does it say, do we owe him a response? Do we have any say? We don't have any say in the school board or the superintendent?
Yeah, the only real say we have over the school board at all is their budget, which means we have no say.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Good, John.
What's that? Yes, John, I'm sorry.
We could write the superintendent a letter, tell him we're disappointed. I mean, as far as any real clout, you're right, I don't believe we have any. But, you know, the amount of time invested in a quick letter and us sign it.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll do it for a motion for discussion.
Okay, second, okay, discussion. Go ahead.
That's what I thought. It was just,
I am totally surprised at closing the door on that.
Right.
Totally surprised. In this day and age, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And where it's going right now.
Exactly.
Well, again, we go back to transparency, and it's like, close the door, please.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, he's been involved in a lot of different things. School board, in town, he's done some things. And the other issue, in my mind, is participation in general. The fact that somebody will show up and be on the school board for years. So, I mean, the fact that this gentleman is one of our constituents, let us know. My opinion, even though maybe it's a shot in the dark, a quick note, you know, as the select board, we're disappointed in this day and age, and we really would like the superintendent to reconsider, and can't we accommodate this man?
I agree.
Yep, I agree. Yep. And that'll show Mr. Bean that, you know, yep, we heard him. And
yeah, at least we give a shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, my French.
Okay. All those in favor? 4-0. Sounds good. You got all that?
Sure.
All right. Okay, planning board had, this is their report for the month of August. They had 2 meetings, 2 public hearings in August, and they reviewed 2 applications. Mm-hmm. Application for Soggy Dollar, which is Mapes, which is at the corner of 35 and 111. The application is to demolish the existing store and build a new one with fueling stations, retaining the house and demolishing the garages. And then an application for Brock Farm Estates on the old Kennebunk Road that was completed and approved, and that was so they could split their lot, one lot into 2 lots, which I believe is 15 acres, and they're just splitting it into 2 separate pieces. And then there was an informal meeting with the owners of Dog Pack LLC to see if they have the right to lease a back lot for a lab and greenhouses at 1520 Alfred Road. I believe that's behind the Family Dollar and the sheds there. So that's what they were dealing with.
Bill, you forgot number 4.
Can you go back to number three?
Charter Communications changed in the names of the channels. They do that all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, which is okay. Spectrum.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then, yeah, I didn't.
Number 4 and then the
blank. Okay, what do we have in for the delay in pedestrian activated crosswalk lights?
It was just an email from Carrie Castingway.
Oh, that was that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. They said there's a delay because they're having a hard time getting all the parts.
Of course,
And then we're going to go to complaints, which I don't have any. That's good. That's good. Well, you had one the other day come in about Hill Street.
Yeah. Hill Road. It came in after the agenda was completed,
okay.
So that's why I have it in there.
All right. So then we go to the minutes of the August 10th public hearing.
Second.
Tom seconds it. Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. The August 10th regular meeting.
Stay out of that one, or do you want me to do a motion? What do you want?
I think you're fine to do a motion.
So move.
Do I have a second? Rusty seconds it. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Do you want me to vote or no?
Sure.
Okay.
4-0. All right, so we have the August 16th meeting. $23,708.31.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. Payroll warrant number 10 in the amount of $2,392.97. Discussion?
I believe that had to do with payoff PTO time. What that was.
Okay. And there's.
There was.
Identical ones, right?
Yeah, because that one was spread out over checks. They were all going the same. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just looking at
I just caught my eye, too. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
The same tax that way, too.
Yeah. Same on what they take out of
right.
The tax.
Yeah.
So, payroll warrant number 10 for $2,392.97. All those in favor? 4-0. Payroll warrant number 11 in the amount of $2,392.97.
Yep, I'll do it again.
All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Okay. Accounts payable warrant number 12 for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $602,628.52.
So
I went over to the list. It's the school.
Yeah, it's all school.
Yeah, I'll say.
Most of it, yeah. Any discussion?
Nikon coating, is that for the
salt shed?
Yeah. Salt shed?
Yeah.
Okay. And beam for 16? Is that what was?
Yeah, what was done there is we could buy paying in advance time at a discounted rate, so we're saving 18% of the rate by paying in advance. We have a block of time. For computer work in here.
Okay.
So we're saving a good chunk of change by doing
it up front.
We're just paying it up front.
Okay.
So do I can make this plan.
It's yes. Well, it's really, the maintenance plan's already in their budget. This is the other stuff that gets done.
Okay.
Yeah. That's beyond the regular maintenance. And it takes a chunk. And that it does. Okay. We had a motion on that?
We had a motion, just not a vote.
Okay, so all those in favor? 4-0. And then accounts payable warrant number 13 for fiscal year 2022. Oh, I know what this is, isn't it? Amount of $1,850,000. That's a transfer from Camden Bank to Biddeford Savings Bank. That's all it is.
Just which is explained in the back.
Yes. Yep. Any discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Anybody have any unfinished business that needs to be discussed tonight? We are going to discuss the Zoom meeting requirements, and it's going to have to be another meeting to get that done right off. So it'll probably be within a week. We'll be having a meeting.
That's to meet the requirements.
Yeah, to meet the requirements. I believe we have to have a public hearing then after we, but what we agree on, and then we can put it into effect after that.
You have one more.
Go ahead.
The permit by rule in the packet.
Yeah.
That's under new business.
Sorry. I thought he was closing things out.
Well, that's for a dry hydrant. So what do we need to do vote on that? Nothing?
I don't believe you have to do anything. We're finally starting the process to get the dry hydrant on the Longer Pond off the Frysburg Road, which I believe has been approved to expend funds out of the hydrant account. Last week, Jeanette spent $256 to apply for that permit.
Expensive permit.
Used to be 50.
Yeah.
It's not Robert's Pond. Robert's Pond that you're putting that in on?
It's actually, Brad found a location. It's actually going to go on Wadley's, but right there.
I think both sides of that bridge are Roberts Pond. Just,
oh.
I live on that pond.
It's gonna be on, if you're coming from Clark's Woods Road, you know, where everybody puts their canoe.
Yeah.
It's gonna be right there.
That's Roberts, though?
Yeah, it's Roberts Pond. So pond doesn't start to the back side of the river.
So, Jeff wanted us to pay that out of the hydrant reserve account.
Correct. That's where it's coming from.
Right.
To make the expenditure. Vote to approve the expenditure of the hydrant reserve account. Someone make a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay. Yep. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion? No. All those in favor? 4-0. Okay. The funds transfer we did. All right?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Make a motion, we go into an executive session to discuss Title 1 MRSA Section 405-6A, Reason Personal Matters.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor? 4-0. Thank you. Okay.
We're done.
Well, we're going to come back in the regular session just for probably for a minute or two.
Are we all set? Do I just make one of
them? Hog dog.
You can make a motion.
Yeah.
When she's ready. Yeah. Are you ready there, Michelle? We'll wait for you.
Yeah, it's giving me an error. Not sure what details. I'm going to make sure we have internet that could go down.
Hurry up before we lose power.
I'm scared.
Is this a mild or a wild 440 in this one?
Oh, it's a mild.
Yeah.
Came out of an RV.
Okay.
It's not like the old Roadrunner I had.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
It's still on.
Okay, you gotta do the yes for kids. You say yeah, so don't let you go.
I was in high school, and my dad had a 68 car and with a 383. There isn't a road lineman that I had to put J-strips on.
And then make sure your
teachers
that
bad.
Yeah, so they'd probably keep doing that too.
And that formula
for stakes.
Right. 67 GTO.
You're live.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to make a motion that we accept the hiring committee's recommendation for administrative clerk.
So moved.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Okay.
Congratulations, I guess, to Holly Hutchins. She will be taking the administration clerk's position.
Good. I have the information on Zoom meetings with a policy to go with it. It pretty much is pretty generic. You guys want to take a minute to read it, see if we want to accept this, and go forward with that. I'll send it down to you. So we're going to take a couple minutes.
Can we bring some of the pieces?
Hey, Bill, has the warrant been signed yet?
No.
Do you need
a pen? Didn't follow.
Yes.
You proceed.
Follow this. Follow. Here's the first part.
He's
dumb. That's right. I get the Rusty, that could come to me. The green.
Oh.
From the 16th are the ones that we can't sign, but it should be the last one.
Okay.
And that was the one that you said we have to have Jeanette sign off.
Right. So is this the one on the minutes?
I believe so. The date should be on the bottom of it.
August 10th.
Look on that page there. That's
60.
So,
when a school board meeting, that would be considered.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it comes under this law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
What's that?
It says this law, this act regarding remote participation in public proceedings.
Yeah, that took effect July 31st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, Mr. Bean's letter, from the school board. A school board meeting is a public proceeding, so they have a right to...
They have a right to do it. They decided not to.
Not to do it, but I think maybe...
Which isn't fair to the public either, because now that prevents parents from participating that way as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be very transparent.
While they're reading that, if you can tell me how to give you the documents so that you can post them for Zoom...
I just need them on a stack.
Just
or
PDFs?
Email to me.
Or Word?
There's a... generic Gmail address on this, or just on a Word or a PDF.
Okay. All right, I'll get that for the next meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
We're
trying to get the equipment to do all this.
How's he doing on that?
If it would be in stock somewhere, we could have.
Now, is there any sense in me training anyone else on this, or wait till this stuff is in?
I would go ahead and train. Everything is so slow coming in.
I know.
I would not wait.
I will volunteer my time to teach the if you guys want me to do that, unless you have someone else to do it.
Are you ready to start doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please.
If I can't do it with sports or going away, you guys won't have anyone to do it. So I'll check my schedule next couple of weeks.
Okay.
You tell me what works best for you.
Okay.
I'm self-employed, so I can kind of...
Okay.
Work, and I'll come in and just do half hours here and there.
Okay.
And we'll start from the basics.
Okay.
And then we'll do the YouTube and Zoom and bring them together.
Brad, Did you want to fill everybody in on what happened at the transfer station?
Yeah, so there was an accident yesterday up at the transfer station. There was a gentleman that was parked on the third lane of the recycling packers. And he was unloading his truck, putting material in the packer, and the truck rolled backwards. And his wife was in it. She tried to reach over the console with her foot to hit the brake with no success, and his pickup smashed into the town backhoe, which I had out in the gravel because I was working on it. I put it out there Saturday. If I didn't have it out there, he'd have been over the bank. He doesn't know what happened. He doesn't remember if the truck was in park, if he actually definitely didn't put it in park and it was in reverse. I'm kind of thinking because it's an automatic, it was in reverse and just stayed there, and then she might have accidentally hit the throttle instead of the brake. Because it's quite a ways from that flat area all the way to that gravel area.
Yeah.
At any rate, so we called a state trooper, and he finally showed up. There's no accident report because it's private property, but I wanted him to see it and document it anyway in his log. So it's our insurance company talking with their insurance company. There's a little bit of damage done to the backhoe, but a lot of damage done to his pickup.
You know what's surprising to me, Brad? We have parking lots at all these malls. It's private property. They take accident reports there all the time.
Nothing up there, first thing he said.
Yeah. I don't know. But because, insurance because company...
because it is a gated, stickered area.
The insurance company commented about having somebody inspect the backhoe for damage to make
it's
sure
have
that
to be
it's
somebody that company. Specializes in equipment.
So can you just connect with Donna? And so she
I'll meet somebody up there. You know?
Well, she knows who the insurance company is, so we can make sure that the contact gets made correctly. I want to make sure it's covered. I don't want to be after the fact saying, "Oh, we got another $5,000 damage we didn't see." You know.
No, I know what's wrong with it. So yeah. For sure. All
right. Good.
But it's a good thing it was there. I had the boom all the way laid down, and that's what he hit.
Oh, it's the boom.
Yeah, and that's what stopped
him. Damage a backhoe with a truck.
Hopefully he didn't get, like, run over.
Well, first thing I thought I asked was, she all right? Mm-hmm. You know, but I, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was taking stuff out of the back of the truck.
Whoa.
So, that's what that is.
I always double check when I get out.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I put it in park.
I always turn my car off just for
everything.
I turned the car off too.
I don't want to shut the AC off.
and that being said, when it comes to police, I've also sent an email out, since how we're on the subject, to York County Sheriff's Department to see if they will give us a proposal for an officer in the town and what it would run us. I did get some information from the officer that I talked to yesterday that was pretty helpful as to what Waterboro does and what they pay.
Could it be something like Dayton would want to share with us, where we share like the flyer? Would that be something to consider? They must have the same problems.
The problem is they only designate 40 hours, mm-hmm. and that's the downfall. So we really need presence from 6 in the morning to late in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
For speed traps, mm-hmm. and 4 in the afternoon till 6 in the evening with speeds. Well, that time slot is not in their schedule.
Oh, wow.
They're 7 to 3:30. It's an 8-hour shift, 40 hours a week. That's why I want to get more information from the chief over there, see if he'll put something together, or if he'll come in and sit down and talk with us.
That'd be great.
But I at least wanted to get that ball rolling to see
what the options are.
What the feasibility is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Buxton has how it's, many people
I, it, it cost Waterboro six figures, I can tell you that.
Yeah. But they have North Waterboro, Lake Arrowhead itself is, you can stick someone in there full time.
Right, but they're the same, well, 40 hours. Mm-hmm. And if that officer is needed on a call somewhere else, he goes, which means we don't have him more. So... it took this officer 1 hour to get to me yesterday. One full hour.
Not ready to vote on this tonight.
Okay, that's fine.
There's a lot of I'm worried about the technical there for what we want to do with it. That's what.
I mean, yeah, I don't
right.
know where.
I believe that came from the state.
This came from MMA.
Okay.
The sample plot is provided by MMA Legal Services. It adheres to the requirements of MRS 40403B and may be tailored to meet the needs of individual boards committees. We strongly encourage municipalities to consult their municipal attorney prior to enacting any policy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are some things in here that we really should talk about.
Okay.
Because it's going to change the face of this meeting when you start having people, then it says you have to have allow them to communicate with you. So it's a whole different ballgame as mm-hmm. opposed to having that screen going, just them yeah. watching us here, and we can have people raising hands. And,
so should we do a workshop then to go over that? What do you think?
There's some great examples of Portland, because basically you could do the same thing you do here where they have the 5 minutes for input. Your Zoom account, you might have to bump up to get some of the more secure stuff where you can really tailor it. There's certain things you want. I'm more than happy to talk and help explain some of those features and show them to you on the screen so you can see what they are. Because we do that with my stuff.
So if we do a workshop, do you guys have any time to figure one of those in? Shortly?
We're doing like kind of both sides of this Zoom thing, right? Because we'll be doing people participating from the meeting and people participating from the board, right?
Mm-hmm. If necessary.
Yeah, I would think you'd still have the same criteria for the public participation.
Right.
Part of it, and then the board side.
But you're saying, and I'm agreeing with you, that we need some work with an attorney in this before, so maybe we ought to, again, your legal budget, maybe we can send that to Mr. Morin, Attorney Morin, and get something back for us to start with, save the money of him coming here.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm
fine with
that. Before we do that, I think having a work group together to, we have the basis of one here. There's just a few things in here that we should really look at, and then maybe draft something to send to him.
Sure.
Because this has already gone through one legal team with right. MMA, so it meets the letter of the law of the state of Maine. Just make sure we really look at this close.
Yeah.
And I think I remember when we were talking earlier, when I read the email, are we supposed to have a public hearing on this app?
I don't have all the notes on that. I just pulled that up really quick.
Yeah. It seems like
I do vaguely remember something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you guys have any particular time that works for you?
No. We're all set.
Next Monday is a holiday.
Yeah, it's
like a what's up?
Labor Day. You know, it's the day you work.
Yeah. They're all the same.
Evenings are, and there's no really one that's more available than the other.
But tomorrow, just send out to the board for days and we'll see if we can muddy one together.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I would entertain a motion.
I have one more question, Bill.
Okay.
So I'm putting the RFPs together for paving of those roads, but in order to do that, we need to advertise those for 2 weeks, and then we need to have a time where they're open at a meeting, and then a time when we will get back to the winning bidder.
Yep.
So my question is, what's the meeting schedule look like?
Well, we've got the 13th. Tonight, then we have the 13th of September, then we're into October.
So we would have to get it out for the 13th of September, because you need to approve it, at least look at the RFPs, and then get it advertised, and then pick a point in time after 2 weeks.
Yeah, as far as opening them up, we like to open them, but not make a decision.
Oh, we aren't going to make a decision that night. That's not going to happen.
No. All right.
No, I just need some dates so that I can put that down, because it'll have to go in the RFP, those dates.
Are we in time to get booked this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to think of all the rain and all that.
Yep.
Slowing guys down.
So it's another thing to keep going. We don't want you,
you
to get bored.
My
we don't want you to get bored. All right. Okay.
One other thing.
Go. Up. What?
I'm done.
This is kind of familiar, don't they?
I think that we need to look at having Brad Lodge survey the Daigle property before we go ahead with anything else at Kennebunk Pond. Because from what I've gone over on their deed versus what that map even shows is off by 150 feet.
Wow.
So their property line is about 8 feet off of our sign. So they, according to their deed, they own the beach.
Wow.
And I've gone through those numbers 100 times now, and I come up with the same math every time. So we need Brad Lodge to really pin it.
Nice.
So do we have a motion for that then? Let him get Brad Lodge?
Yeah, I move we let Road Commissioner hire a surveyor to figure out the Daigle property on Kennebunk Beach. Not related to
it. I'll second that. Okay, all those in favor? Out of the contingency fund?
Yeah. Yeah, where's that coming out of?
We'll figure it out.
Yep, I make motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
You've got that Kennebunk Pond money you've probably used
for that. I don't think we have any funds in there for that, but we can, we'll work it around. We'll work it around.
So about this?
Hey, you're on, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sorry. You probably ought to get him right off, Brad.
Oh, I will.
Because, you know, we're going to end up doing that with Oscar Littlefield, too.
This map is here.
Yeah. We're going to have to hire a surveyor for Oscar.
He's willing to jump. Let me know if I need a survey, too.
Need it right away.
This one right here. This is 290. I can't get anything.
She's got that.
I can't get a carpenter going off
that. I can overlay on the
top. Depressing that. I'd like to talk to you about that.
Then they sold a lot of them.
Actually, it's my daughter first.
Do you
mess
around that bridge?
Just go over and take a look at it.
Same deal.
But then, me, I've got a bunch of little stuff that
I spent,
you know, when I had time, so I won't fill in or whatever. Even some advice, suggestions from them.
Yeah, those are cool.
I don't know if you're
Oh, that's okay.